Listen. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Listen to what he said. He said, behold, I will send you Elijah before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. How many days there? There is, that is written there. He did it purposely, like he's confusing the denomination as go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They can never dissect it. So also this prophecy, it before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. 2 days there. One is the great day of the Lord. The second day is the dreadful day of the Lord. Remember, Jesus is coming 2 times. He has come to show us the way, to pay the price of redemption. He is coming again, this time, praise the Lord. I'm talking about physically coming to earth here. Amen. Amen. He is coming the second time. He will come, he will not touch this earth. The Bible says we will meet him in the air. That is the bride. But the next time he's coming corporately to this earth, that the whole world will see him, this one is coming for the bride. Only the bride will see him. The whole world will not see him. Lazarus, come forth. Why did he say Lazarus? Because there are other people in that graveyard. Only those who hear their name will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they will wake up. The rest, they will sleep because they will not hear. May I hear you, Lord. May I hear, Lord. May I hear that day. May I hear. That's why that song that I said, this whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. This is the assurance.
I've made my consecration
and I
have my wedding garment on.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, it says, for the bride has made herself. It said the marriage of the bride has come and the bride has made herself ready. And to her, she's given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And he said there, and that dress is the righteousness of the saints. And the righteousness of the saints is more than don't steal, don't lie, don't gossip, don't fornicate, don't kill, don't do this. It's more than the 10 commandments. The righteousness of the saints is God's expectation for this. It's the present truth, in short. It's the present truth. Now, 2 days. 2 days. Amen. The first time he came, hallelujah. Before he came, he sent Elijah. Am I correct? Matthew chapter 11. Hallelujah. Verse 13 and verse 14. And verse 15. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, verse 14. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. Hey, praise the Lord. Go to Matthew chapter 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10, 11, and 12. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then said the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall, future, first come and do what? And restore all this. Then he added again, verse 12. But I say unto you, that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Verse 13. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them. Of who? If he's saying he's John the Baptist, note what he said. Elias shall first come, future. Then he added, but Elias has come already. Hey. That simply means Elijah is coming two times. That scripture, the Elias that you are expecting shall come and restore. He's to restore. But then he added, Elias has also already come. Praise the Lord. The one that has come, and he said is John the Baptist. Did he restore anything? He had nothing to restore. Hallelujah. Therefore, the second time that he said Elijah shall come to restore, because 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, can we open it? Verse 1, 2, and 3. Apostle Paul was saying something here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, that's concerning the home going, the rapture, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you by any means. Now see, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Before Christ will come, Apostle Paul was speaking at that time that this gospel, people will fall away from it. So there cannot be restoration until there is a falling away. And God, knowing that there will be a falling away, he reserved a ministry of restoration with the Elijah anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, listen, church. Elijah. Hallelujah. Before Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29. Will fulfill, he sent Elijah. Just before Joel chapter 2 again, verse 30 and 31, will fulfill, there will be another Elijah. Praise God. What is it? It is a sign. It is a sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus gave another sign in Matthew chapter 24 again. With what I am saying, I'm telling you, you don't know how blessed you are to come across that ministry. The devil has fought it, so that nobody will know about it. Amen. Verse 32. Matthew 24, verse 32. This is the way Jesus himself put it. Now learn a parable. Because after he spoke from verse 30, you know, what will happen? He then said, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise you, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation, somebody shout this generation. Say very loud. This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Which generation? The fig tree there and other trees. Amen. Refer to in that parable is when you begin to see nations clamoring for their independence. The fig tree there and other trees. Israel is the fig tree. And other nations are other trees. And he said, the generation that will see Israel stand as a nation, that generation will not pass. But all that he spoke will come to pass. The generation that we see Israel come back as a nation, and they came back in 1948. generation. They are the generation that will see the end of grace. We are the ones that will see the end of grace and see the end of the world system in preparation for Christ to come and take over for the next 1,000 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number two. Amen. Something again, Jesus Christ. In that same chapter 24. From verse 1. Are we there? It's another sign that he gave us. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. In verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign? Somebody shout sign. If you are alive, shout sign. What shall be the sign of thy coming? And what shall be the sign of the end of the world? Now listen to his answer, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So the first thing he said you should watch out for is what? False prophets. Let me finish the reading. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then, at that time, shall they deliver you up to be afflicted? He's telling the disciples, did it come to pass? Yes. And shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel that I am preaching now of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. No wonder we have a satellite now. What is it for? For a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Instead of reading Bible, you are looking at the sky. You are looking at the moon. You are looking at the stars. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number one, Jesus Christ said what? The first sign for the end time. In answer, what did he say? Watch out for false prophets. John himself said something that should test all spirits. 1 John chapter 2. Can we open it? Verse 18. Apostle Paul. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist, singular, Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many Antichrists? Plural. Whereby you know that it is the last time. So one of the end time signs is when you say Antichrist, they are not claiming to be Jesus. It's anointing. False Christ shall arise. False anointing. False anointing. You have to watch out for the Antichrist. And it is very easy to identify them. Remember, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The target of Satan is the bride of Jesus Christ. They are called in the Bible God's elect. The Bible says in Matthew 24 verse 24, it says that this spirit will be so close that if it were possible, what will happen? They will deceive the very elect. The bride are the wise virgins that have heard the shout, the midnight cry, and they responded and began to trim their lamps of revelation. Through the voice of the seventh angel in this age, they had the shout. Now, if somebody is going to deceive you, the bride, the thing that will be so close until if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. That person will not come from Selena. That person will not come to Holy Sabbath. That person will not even be a Pentecostal prophet who doesn't even know correct water baptism. You know that person can't come and deceive you. Those who will come, they will hide under the same ministry of William and Abraham. It is important, church. We have moved away. We are now in the bright age. This is the age where science involved in their means of transportation. Hallelujah. They moved from horse, moving cars. They were moving on horses to cars. They moved from cars to aeroplane. And they moved from aeroplane to what? To a rocket. And they are able in this age to pick a man from this earth and drop a man in another planet. That is telling you that in this age, God himself is going to move man away from here to another place. This is the bright age.